have on Christmas is Tefa.
You could measure Chamos with a tape measure?
Sure. If you see how many inches is Chach and how many inches is Eir.
He's saying on top you can measure the Chach, but he wants to know how do you measure the Cham and the Tzel on the bottom. Also, what a tape measure, I guess. You see the shade part and the. Okay, Zok the Mishnah.
It's a Svara.
Right. Zok the Mishnah. Oysa Sukkos, Ibirosh HaGola, someone makes a Sukkah on the wagon, top of egg, Ibirosh HaSvina on the boat, Shaver, it's kosher. Rashi says the Chiddush is that even though it's moving, it's a traveling Sukkah, so it's not Kavis, it's not Kavua, it's a kosher Sukkah. Rashi says it's kosher because the deer is aroi sagibot. It's enough of a deer is aroi. So if all we need is a deer is aroi, so it's enough. Even though it's a moving sukkah.
Sukkah
on wheels.
No, the problem with ship Rashi says because the wind's going to knock.
Okay, but the svina, right? Agola, Rashi says even though it moves, look here. Bereish svina shumok in the svina because it's windy, it's also gonna. It's going to get uprooted, it's going to get knocked down. It's nevertheless, it's kosher. You're allowed to go up on Yontif. Okay, I guess I think the Mepharshim try to figure out what would be the problem of going up on Yontif. So Rashi says, because the Sefer is we're going to say a case of you're not allowed to go up on Yontif. So the narration says already over here, oil on the Yontif, but there's no real specific Chiddush. You're allowed to go up on Agola.
There are.
You go on
Shabbos.
Mokta? Right. Let's say talking about Yontif. You're talking about Yontif.
It's the same thing. The ships are tied up.
Right. Depends if the ship is on the ground or on the water.
And then the problem is if you were by a ship, it could have been that you were, that the ship was supposed
to be home. Right.
All right.
Yeah. Berosh Ha'ilon, if someone makes a sukkah on top of the tree, Rashi says the case of Berosh Ha'ilon is that the floor of your sukkah is on the ilon, but Yischach is regularly on your walls that you're making there. It seems to be there's other Rishonim that the case is you're putting Yischach is leaning on the tree, not your. And the problem with that is that you're going to come to hang stuff on the schach. People used to hang stuff on the schach. And the schach is on the tree. So it's also a problem that you're using the tree.
So it's not tzav.
It's not a question of tilt. It's a question of using. That's called using the tree. You might again have the gzeir of using the tree. So you might cut off a branch.
According to someone
around the smutter. You mean tilt when
that's
out?
No, using the tree.
Using the tree when that's out? Okay. But that seems to be a shailah under Rishonim and what the case is. Rashi says the case is that the floor of the sukkah is on the tree, but the yitzchach is regular. The halacha is it's kosher. The sukkah is kosher. Ve'ein oilun la b'yontif. You're not allowed to go up on yontif. Rashi says the regular gzeira that you have, you're not allowed to go up on a tree on yontif because you're not allowed to use a tree. Shem yitloish, you might pull off a branch. So here also you're being mishtamash b'ilon. Because the sukkah's leaning is being held up by the tree, so still you're not allowed to go up on Yontif. And Rashi speaks out. How about if someone went up? So it's kosher for chalamoid. You know, Yontif you can't go up, but ksheir means it's kosher for chalamoid. How about if someone went up on Yontif? He's over and they said the rabbanon of being shalosh bilo and he went up on Yontif. Rashi says he's still going to be yoitzer. Could he come down or not? There's another shaila. It seems it's time in general on Shabbos. Aloch, if you go up on a tree on Shabbos, if you go up a shoyg, you can come back down. If you go up a mazid, you're not allowed to go back down. Some kind of a knas.
Somebody went up a shoyg, you're
right. You're not supposed to come down. Mitzvah bo aveir. Could be a mitzvah bo aveir. It seems like a shayla why it's not mitzvah bo aveir. The mitzvah, the sukkah, the aveir is not.
It's not the same thing.
Right. In the cheft, in the chefetz, right. Hey, the gavre, I was over the. Correct. The sukkah is not the aveir. The guy went up and. Correct. It's not a stone lulav or stone sukkah where the chefetz was. Correct. They bring up the shiloh of mitzvah of aveir. Well, Elias Rashi says.
Have the make a bracha,
right? Oh, right, correct. You can make a bracha or not. Right.
It's not a
correct. But Rashi says he yoitza. You're not supposed to go up. But if
yeah,
it's not going to be considered Mei Mitzvah Mabavera, for whatever reason. Right. Right.
No, the
Isur Shtamshus
is not going up.
Right, it's true. The Isur Shtamshus is even once you're up there, every second you're using the tree. That's why B'shoyi is supposed to come down. Okay. So again, the halacha is, the mission says that B'roi She'ilon, or you'll gabi gomel, or you do a sukkah on the gomel, k'sher, on the camel, k'sher, it's kosher, v'ein oylon b'yontiv, but you're not supposed to go up on yontiv, k'zerid rabbonah. Stein beilon, two walls. According to Rashi, we're talking about the walls here, but what's leaning on the sukkah, on the tree. Stein beilon, two walls are leaning against on the tree. Ve'achas b'dei adam, and one you started from the bottom of the tree. You pulled up a wall all the way up to above. Ve'achas b'dei adam, one is b'dei adam. Oy, stein b'dei adam. You have two b'dei adam, two walls made b'dei adam. Ve'achas beilon, and one is being supported by the tree. K'sheir, it's kosher. Ve'ein oil lo b'yontif. And you're not going to go up on yontif. Sholosh b'dei adam. If you have sholosh b'dei adam, v'achas b'ilon, the only one on the tree that's being held up by the tree, k'sheirer, and then v'oil lo b'yontif, you're not going to go up on yontif. Even though... So the pashas tzvar is, you're not being mishtamash, because the Mishnah is going to say now, Zaklal, kol she'inot le'ilon. If you take away the tree, v'yichol alamay, they can still stay b'fnei atzvah by itself. K'sheirer v'oil lo b'yontif. So that's not considered mishtamash b'ilon, because I don't need it.
So
you're saying there's still Shem Yitloish? And I guess as far as if you don't need the tree, you won't have Shem Yitloish. You're saying you're right next to the branch, you might have to. It's not, you know, you'll have to go next to a tree. I maybe Shem
Yitloish. Supporting the bottom of the sukkah? What's the bottom of the sukkah? The bottom of the sukkah is a board?
Is it regular? The bottom of the sukkah. So you're
in
a tree. What's my floor of the sukkah?
You're in the tree.
I guess a board, yeah.
And the board's on what? I'm saying
it's on the sukkah.
Not on the tree.
No, I'm saying on the tree.
Yeah, look at the picture.
Yeah.
But if it's on the tree, so you take away the tree, then it's going to fall down. Here.
Where's the picture in this one?
I'm saying, so that means if you take away the tree, you're going to fall down. Because the board, because the whole
thing. You're not going to fall down. You could technically be on the tree. You're saying then you're being mishtamash bilon. If I'm standing on the tree, look at the picture of the case.
Which one?
Where are
you? You see the psoas because you have a dinner of mishtamash.
You say if you take away this tree, still the floor is not going to fall.
Even in Stein, you could make the spakaka, so Shaykh then also won't fall. If the Stein and the Yadam are set up so you can put the support
correct.
On there.
You see
the Easter Stein system because technically you could need it, not because you're actually being Stein.
Who's going to bring such a case too, if you can stand that too? But upon him, the general klal is if you need the tree, then you're being mishtamash bilon ein oilon b'yontif, and if you can make do without the tree, then it's oilon b'yontif. The case of that even if you could make do without the tree and then you're allowed to go up on yontif, the Mishnah Berurah brings. I think it's showing him that we still shouldn't go up through the tree, it's still being mishtamash bilon. Obviously.
Need a ladder or something.
Right, need a ladder, get up through the you know, the other way. Okay. the Pima Gadim, Mishabu brings a Pima Gadim, I'm not sure, I've looked up now the Pima Gadim, what the Shaila is. If someone only has this type of a sukkah, that's Bereshi Ilon. The one that's Ve'eno Ilon B'yantif. There's only one sukkah in town, whatever. Could he go up on Yantif? It's only Gzeri D'Rabbonon. And I guess it's a case of Oichel Nefesh, Yontif, Oichel Nefesh. They will mat the kibbutz if it's based in this, if a guy's house burns down, there's nothing, no food to eat. This is a case of they will mat the kibbutz. The guy's based in this, if it's Oichel Nefesh, guy only has a sukkah. What? He's saying he might be potter. The Rabbanon like took away, like because he has no eitzes, he's potter, doesn't have a deer.
The Rabbanon said, I know that it's not called a sukkah.
Okay, so you're saying heavy already. The Rabbanon said it's not called a sukkah. Okay? Why are you saying that?
That's not what the Mishnah says.
That's not what the Mishnah says. I mean, they said it's not a sukkah for yontif.
No, if you can't be oiler, be yontif.
Right, you're not allowed to be oiler.
Cholamayid you could.
Cholamayid you could. So on yontif, if someone can't go up, but the Mishnah that's his only sukkah, it's like Beisir Nisraf, and Altsoichel Nefesh, it seems like a Pitzor Chiyin, you should be able to go up.
What kind of deer is it that you can't be Mishnah
on the spot? Now, normally, you're not allowed to be oiver on a Drabbonon, Bekum Vasei, on Shabbos, in order to be Mekayim and Mitzvah, I say the Reis. If a guy is Shabbos Aveda, something is Mokta. You say, have a mitzvah to say the rice from Shabbos Aveda, but let's say the thing is moktzah is on the Rabbonah, so the rice it trumps the Rabbonah. But the Teretz is being over by Yedayim, positive on the Rabbonah, you can't do even if you're trying to be Mekayim mitzvah the rice, you can't be over on the Rabbonah. So I thought this is as that. So we. Right, so same thing here. You wouldn't be able to. So it sounds like a tushan. Right, correct. Oichel nefesh. The makom shebeis in Nisrav, that would be like, I don't have a house. It's not that pesha. Nishabura brings it.
It's not called the dira. As a matter of fact, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible for a whole sukkah.
Okay. Sukkah re'el l'shiv. Okay, we'll get there. Zok the Gemara, I hear. Zok the Gemara. Mani masnesen, who's the Mishnah? Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Kivi. The Mishnah is Rabbi Kivi. No, wow. The Tanya was learned in the Braisa. Ois is a kasa b'risha svina. If someone makes a sukkah on top of the boat, Rabbi Gamliel poise, Rabbi Gamliel holds it's possible, but Rabbi Kiva machsher. Rabbi Kiva holds that a sukkah b'risha svina is kosher. And Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Kiva, we had a story with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Kiva, shoy boim b'svina. They were coming on a boat on Yontif. Erev Yontif?
Yeah, otherwise, how can you make a sukkah?
Before, 1 second, they were before, when were they on the boat? Maybe it's a chalamoid. It's probably chalamoid.
Chalamoid trip.
Chalamoid trip. Ma'is v'em v'liv Rebbe Kiva, shalboim b'svina chalamoid. Amen Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva got up, v'os a sukkah b'roi shasvina. And he made a sukkah b'roi shasvina. L'machar, the next day, nosh b'ruach, the wind blew v'okr, so and knocked it over. Amen Rebbe Gamliel, Akiva, heichal sukkascha, where's your sukkah? So he basically tried telling him, basically, you can't see, I'm right, it's not considered a good sukkah because the wind, so see what happened to you, it's not a good sukkah. So Mechloik is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Gamliel, if a sukkah b'reish ha'svina is a kosher sukkah or not. So the Mishnah over here by us that says, oh, it's a sukkah b'reish ha'svina that's kosher, is obviously according to Rabbi Kiva that holds a sukkah b'reish ha'svina is kosher. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's going to be a problem. So what's the machlokes? So let's see the gemara. Amr Abaye, what do you want to say?
No,
Amr Abaye, the kula alma. Everybody agrees. Hechad eini yichol lamed beruch matzuv. If you can't stand with beruch matzuv, the abasha of a regular wind of the abasha. Let's call it. It's a 5 to 10 mile per hour wind. Loy klumu. It's not anything. Rashi says it's not even a diras aroi. It's not even considered a diras aroi because it can't stand. It can't withstand a ruach metzuya of yabasha.
Which yabasha? Depends on where you are.
The desert or in the on the okay between buildings or
no. It depends on which area you are. There are areas
where we're in the globe. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know. So you want to know if Ruch Matsu is measured with a mile per hour, where, MPH, or it's...
Does it go from where the ship left, or does it go where the ship's gone?
Ruch Matsu, the Abba then it's Michal not a dear Zahra. Yechoy lalam et b'sheinu Matsuya. If it could stand with the Sheinu Matsuya, the Abba Shal, means a Ruch Sheinu Matsuya of the Abba Shal will call a 20 mile per hour wind. Of course, it's a kosher. It's good. Because Ruch Matsuya of a yam... is let's say 20 miles per hour, it lines up in a ruch she'ena metzuya of the Abasha. Rashi says. So if it could withstand a ruch she'ena metzuya of the Abasha, that means it could be it could stand a ruch metzuya of the Yam. So then of a kulam lo plig, everybody holds kshere. Keep pligi when is the machlokes, the chayil lamed ruch metzuya of the Abasha. It can withstand a ruch metzuya of the Abasha, it can withstand a 5 to 10 mile per hour wind. But the ve'eni chayil lamed, it cannot withstand the ruch she'ena metzuya of the Abasha, or ruich mitzuya diyam, it could withstand a 10 mile per hour wind, but not a 20. If we also have a sukkah diras kva, you know, I need a sukkah needs to be a diras kva, and therefore it's not going to be it's going to be possible. We keep it in yichol. Ah, so we keep it in yichol. Lamed ruich mitzuya diyam, lav kulmu, it's nothing. If we keep it sava, sukkah diras haray bina. All you need is a diras haray. We keep it in yichol. Lamed ruich mitzuya diabasha, and since it can withstand the ruich mitzuya diabasha, even though it cannot withstand the ruich mitzuya of the yam. Kesher is going to be kosher.
Why does it have to withstand any ruach? If it's an arai, it's arai.
What?
If it's a diras arai, it's a diras arai. Who says it? Who cares what it can withstand?
No, but the question is why? Why? The question is going to be why is it considered a diras arai if on the boat, when you're on the boat, they can't even withstand the ruach mitzuyah of the yam?
So it's still arai, isn't it?
Why is that considered arai? Why isn't it similar to?
Even gets blown. It's temp. I mean, the writers like, means it's not kavur, right? So it get blown over. Doesn't get blown over. You put something in your backyard.
It will be blown over with a regular wind. With a regular wind on the ocean, on the sea.
I'm just trying to see why that possible sukkah.
Because you might rock. Because it wouldn't.
Why can't that be called? Because it wouldn't be. Even the wind blows it over. Let it be called a ride.
No, but that's so let's say beruch, a regular ruch mitzuyah diabasha. If it gets knocked over, would you call that a dirus haroi?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay, but
that's my question. Why?
The question is originally on the Gemara. The Gemara says when if you have a regular sukkah that cannot withstand the ruch mitzui di abosha, it's for sure no good.
Right, the question.
And Rashi says the dirus it's not even a dirus haroi. Asking why? It's something that can't stand with a ruch mitzui, and it's going to get blown over in any minute with a normal wind.
So the question is, you don't need to.
Because that becomes the.
Because when it's putting it up, it's not more you want, it's putting it up.
So that's saying the second you put it up.
In other words, in that area. In that area, if you live in a flood or a hurricane prone area, you have.
While it's blowing and it can't withstand the ruch mitzui of then. The Aruch HaShulchan explains Pshat, when this is going with you, because there are times that it's not a 20 mile per hour wind in the Yam either. You can have times where the wind is not blowing or something like that. It's enough to be called a Diris HaRoi. But if you're putting it up while it's blowing and it can't even stand for a second, L'chayr, that would not be. First of all, then you're not sitting in this. I mean, what the question? It never got up, but.
No, but if you live in a high hurricane or a high wind area, you would have to build a sukkah that
could
withstand it.
Okay.
So that's what it means.
When we say
If you live in the area with a hurricane, it's not called the dira, you go inside. You
when you say it has to withstand
something. I'm saying, if you live in a
hurricane season in Miami or whatever.
Yeah,
but
you have to build a sturdy sukkah.
But it's hurricane season, but it's not always a hurricane.
Yeah, but you have to understand something. When we're talking about any chol olam and ruach mitzuyah, it means it won't stand there for it can't stand 3 hours, but it takes a while for a wind to blow it down. So even if it can't withstand, you have to go to shir. Let's call the any chol olam. Pasht the tach is the rest of sukkahs.
For the whole sukkahs.
The rest of sukkahs. Or less time is going to be on the shir at least.
Al Kaponim, that's the question here is if it cannot withstand the Ruch Mitzuy of the Yams, it should be the same as something that can't withstand, a sukkah that can't withstand the Ruch Mitzuy of Yabasha, which is not even considered Dir Zeroi. So you need a sword to say why it's different. Give a hold, it's kosher, bring the Archa Shulchan that it's going to, there is times that the wind doesn't blow.
Okay, well, I'm talking
it's considered Dir Zeroi. So the fact that it still can withstand a Ruich Mitzuy Di Yabasha, a regular typical 5 to 10 mile per wind, is enough to make it called a Dir Zeroi. But on the Yabasha, if it can't withstand the typical 5 to 10 mile per wind, it's Bechal not a Dir Zeroi either.
So what happens is only going to be on the ship for 5 hours, yeah. And the wind is not. We know that the wind is cyclical, and it's not going to blow until later in the day, and it's going to be on the ship.
If it takes 10 hours to come, the wind but then normally it takes before that the wind.
No, the wind comes right. In the morning and the evening.
Every case.
This means the walls, right? Not just.
Zok the Gemara.
We're talking about blowing over the walls.
Oyal Gabba Gomo.
Blowing over the walls.
The case of Dr. Mishnah. The case of.
That's not.
Someone makes a mishnah, a sukkah on top of a gomel. What's the case? What do you say?
Ruach mitzuyah means that it has to be blown over the walls. Not if the schach blows off, that's not.
No, that's another good question. Schach coming over is also a problem.
But that makes it a child if it's kosher if ruach mitzuyah blows it off.
Yeah.
But even on schach.
I think so.
Why not?
Because many places that's what happens. The ruach mitzuyah comes and it blows off.
Schach, correct.
You need more
schach. Yeah. How much is ruach mitzuyah?
If you don't put a board, if you don't put a piece of wood
on your mat, the wind comes
many times.
Yeah, it's not to be a huge wind. It could be
shallow oil, you could run it back. Right, that's not a ruchmatsuya.
What's called ruchmatsuya? That's a question.
Right.
I thought maybe it would be only on the walls, but okay. What are you saying?
I don't think it's only on the walls. Now,
it's okay, let's we'll do it after.
Because the one shallow they bring over here is if it can withstand the ruchmatsuya, then why is that a problem? That's not the question, it's not over here, dear. It's not a shallow mechitza. Mechitza that can't withstand the ruchmatsuya, it should not be considered. Isn't that la mechitza? Sounds like
what
more dear is right.
What Gabba Shabbos? You have the lamo, right, and you take from the Shabbos to there. You either the
so would be only the mechitza.
Is there any
shayla? No, it's just the schach. The schach is not a problem. Who cares? Maybe the schach is not a problem.
But the problem with sukkah is you need a zero.
It's not something to do. Okay.
If you're always going looking to say,
is it also the same svara?
That's not going to do it.
Any wall, if a wall can blow away, do you say the same svara?
You have okay. Shabbos on that kind of wall.
Okay.
From Shusha Yachat to Shusha Rabbim, or from Shusha Rabbim to Shusha Yachat, and it's the Yachalam, and the Yachalam, and the Shabbos.
Okay, Zokting more weiter. Oil Gabba Gomel. Was listen, Mani Remehi. The Mishnah that says if you make a sukkah on a Gomel, it's going to be Remeir. The Tani, because we're looking at the Brahis, so this is a Kosa Gabba Behemah. Someone makes a sukkah on Gabba Behemah, Remeir Machshir, Reb Yehuda Poisel. Remeir holds its kosher, Reb Yehuda Pasels. So the Mishnah by us that says a sukkah on Gabba Gomel's kosher is going to be going with Shitas Remeir. What's the case of Al Gabba Behemah? Rashi says the case is you put Dlosis. Al Shnei Susim, on two horses, on two, across two horses, and that's your floor. And on top of that, you made regular mechitzas and regular schach.
Is this a gomel or behemah?
Gomel.
Okay.
No, gaba behemah.
Yeah.
Gaba behemah.
Gomel, they don't have that. No, that's,
right here. That's just... Gomel's maybe the curse of humps.
If you have a gomel, you can do it on one gomel. Or if you have elephant.
Because you have the humps.
Right.
So sukkah gaba behema is a machloikus Rebbe Reb Yehuda Rebbe Machshav Reb Yehuda poysel. So talking about my time in Reb Yehuda, what's the time of Reb Yehuda that holds a sukkah gaba behema is poysel? Omer Kross says in the pasuk Chagas sukkah starts lechol shivas yomim. Sukkah shivas yomim. Sukkah haruy l'shiva. Shmo sukkah. Sukkah that's haruy l'shiva is considered a sukkah. Sukkah shein haruy l'shiva loy shmo sukkah is not considered a sukkah. So why is not haruy l'shiva? So Rashi. Because since there's a gzeira to Rabboni, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with a balchai, you're not allowed to use a balchai, you're not allowed to oil on a balchai on Yontiv. So it means it's not roi for the first day sukkahs, so it's not sukkah, roi l'shiv. So what's halt Reb Meir? Reb Meir.
So Rashi's mashum, the Nigika sukkah is Yom Rishon.
Since
you can't use it,
a sukkah stage of shivas yom. If it's not one day, you can't use it.
Because
yom tev, it's not chalamoid. So it's we're missing one day. It's considered a sukkah she'ena ruy l'shiva. Remeir,
same sort of Roy Elon.
Oh, one second. Yeah, Remeir. Remeir holds honami mideraisa and michzichazia. Mideraisa it's Roy. Rabbanon who the gazer. It's only Xavier Rabbanon. So it's not a problem of sukkah ruy l'shiva. So first of all, I think one question here is, so first Tosis on the spot says, Mahay tamen nama hama poisel besukkah gaba ilon. That was yesterday's thing. If you hold that it's missing a sukkah rila shiva, because you can't be mishtamish with a balchai, you can't go open the balchai, that should also be a reason why sukkah gaba ilon, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold its pasel. Same problem, it's not a sukkah rila shiva, because since midrabonu you can't go up, that's enough to pat to make it that it's not a sukkah rila shiva. True, that's what they're saying. The next Tosis, what?
Shiva, just you can't use it for a different reason.
That's what Meir's Taina, maybe. So, because I think Sukkah Rila Shiva means, right, the Sukkah's not going to stand one day, right? Something, or one day, the Mitzah, the Sukkah, where you can't use it, correct? That L'chori sounds like your Meir's Taina. That Be'etzim, it's a Sukkah that's Rila Shiva, but they're you have a way, you can't get up there. That's not called Sukkah Shein Rila Shiva. And Bahurai, the biggest, not just that, Midiraisim Zichazi, we saw the Rashi before, if you're going to go up and use the Sukkah, you're going to be Yoitzim, it's a Sukkah. So that's called Sukkah Rila Shiva.
Rabbi, who's the apostle? Like,
people make Sukkahs in cars, no? 7 days.
Correct. You don't have to lamaisa.
So it doesn't matter to Rabbanon. You're not going to use the sukkah for 7 days according to them. It's not because it's not
right.
You think you
have
it, don't
tell me. No, I don't know if that's a svara. If you're not going to lamaisa plan on using a sukkah 7 days, that doesn't make... Right, because it is. Right, exactly.
Also, the Hema.
If you don't plan to use it, if you make a sukkah on Salamah, it's possible for it.
That's because Taki didn't have... That's something else, because you have a sukkah that's really l'shiva.
Rabbi Yehuda says, if you make a sukkah every yontif, and you go away the first day, the sukkah is possible.
Okay, here. Zok to Gemara Vayter. Also, l'behemah doifin, I saw l'behemah doifin l'sukkah, if someone made his behemah as a wall for the sukkah, using it as a wall, Remeir poysel, Remeir passels that sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda holds his kosher. Why? So Remeir Oimer, Remeir used to say, "Kol dosh yesh beru chayim." Anything that is a living creature, ain ois nois loy doy from the sukkah, can't make it as a wolf for a sukkah. Loy lechi and can't use it for a lechi for a mavi. Loy pasal the beroyes, pasal beroyes was four corners that were diyumdin, certain the Rabbanu were matter by the for the oil regal. Veloy goyle lekever, not as something that covers up the coffin of a mace, which the Rashi says the halacha that it becomes it's metama b'maga b'masa uba oil. If someone is mile on top of that goyle of that steamus of the steam of the coffin is also that comes the goyle that's metama b'oil. The kids say there's a halacha from goyle lekever. Something becomes a goyle lekever. You can't use a balchai for that. It's not going to be metame. It's not going to have the halacha that it's metame b'maga b'masa. They said af in koizen of gitin noshim. You can't write a get on it. So we have machloikis. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda. If you can use a behema as a wall for a sukkah. So Tosa speaks out. Reb Yehuda holds here that it's kosher. Lechayre. It can't be talking about Rashi says you're not. Tatoi says you're not being soimich the sukkah al gabo. You're not leaning the sukkah on top of it. Demkein habalek esomcha bekari amita. If you remember correctly, in the Chof Aleph on Beis Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds sukkah dir's kva. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah dir's kva, so if the second the behemah starts moving, if it's a moving behemah and the sukkah is on top of the behemah, then it's a moving sukkah. Sukkah moves. So it's not kva. Just like, because when you're going to move the bed, the whole sukkah is going to move. That's not going to be considered, at least according to that time of sukkah, that if you hold you need a kva, where's going to be my kva over here? So the case is you're not leaning the schach al gaba. So what are you doing then?
You're just right.
You have, the sukkah is resting on the chvay's poor poles or whatever it is. You're just using the behemah as a doifah. So if the behemah is going to move, you're still not going to, your schach is not going to move. So it's not going to be considered a problem in the sukkah of kva. That's says that's the case. Because if not, you're going to have another problem according to Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasoi. Zok the Gemara, my time in Reb Meir. What's the time of Reb Meir that holds you cannot use a behemah for a wall, for a sukkah, or for any of these things? Abaya Omar, Abaya says Shema Thomas. Maybe the behemah is going to die. And what's going to happen? Zok to Rashi. That Shema Thomas Abahema Beyonte, the teapoil, and the behemoth is going to plots down because it does. The ink on Dauphin, so I don't have it in my wall anymore. And it's a bottle, my mitzvah sukkah. So don't go make a sukkah with a behemoth, a wall with a behemoth, because you might be stuck. You're going to be stuck on Yonte without a wall. Oh, right. Mashmir, it's only at the Rabbonandig type of. Don't make like a tchil. So you were saying, but Lamaisa, the Loshen is Remeh Poisel. It means even though before it plops down, it may passel such a sukkah. Because if you sit in such a what? It may passel.
Yeah.
Sounds like if you sit in such a sukkah, it's a problem. But I guess the Rabbanan said you can't make such a sukkah. The walls.
Is this like a Meir L'shitasa that the Hayish L'misa? I'm saying this.
Yeah, this is going to be the sukkah here. Yeah, we'll get there, yeah. So that, L'choyer, what? So it sounds like when it's a bottle of a sukkah. It sounds like over here there's going to be even before it falls down. They can't. I saw the day from it's what you. May poisel. What's the shpacher may poisel? If a guy makes a sukkah lemaisa with a wall the behemah and he's sitting in the sukkah, not going to be able to make a sukkah. What? So check it up. To check up the halacha.
It's not a poisel.
What?
He says it's poisel. What's the question? Why is it
possible? He passes to make a sukkah with.
It might die. What does that mean?
It's not
like
a kol shiva,
maybe.
Oh, so you're saying it's like a diversity kol shiva? It doesn't seem like. Maybe that's the problem. Right, the sugi before. Unless he has some reason to say that over here it's worse than before. No, but I'm saying, but this Shema, it sounds like more of a gezeira. May and Shas, it's Chayish L'miyuta, as we say. Okay, we get there. Chayish L'misa, Misa Shchich, it's not Shchich. But Akaponim, that's Remei Poisel. I'm not convinced. I think Remei Poisel means to make such a sukkah, because you're going to be stuck without it. But if you did make it, you're going to be Mekah. I think it's a sukkah, but I don't know what. I have to check it up. Review the machshir. Review the holds. It's kosher. Machshir means you can make such a sukkah like a tchil. And poisel means he passes to make such a sukkah. So you might be stuck without a wall in the middle of sukkah. You'd be stuck. So don't make such a sukkah.
Making four walls.
And the fourth wall is the behemah. So no, then so obviously, then you're right. You know, the chayyim shouldn't be a problem. You're right. I guess if it's the case that you have to come on to the behemah, and without the behemah, Shema Thomas, you're going to be stuck without a sukkah. You're going to be missing your third wall. So that's. So my turn, Abaya says the problem, the reason is you shouldn't make a sukkah with the wall with a behemah because Shema Thomas. Rebzeiru says Shema Tivrach. Behemah is going to run away. You're going to be left without a sukkah, without a wall. So the Gemara, but pil kosher, if you have an elephant that's tied down. Kulam loy pligi, everybody agrees, the inam amayis, even if it's going to die, yesh ben avlos ayud. Even if it falls down, it's still so big that it has in the nevela, and the it still has yud tvachim, so I still have my wall. And shema tivrach you don't have because it's tied down. So everybody's going to hold, you can make a sukkah like that. Ki pligi, the mechag is going to be the pil she'ena kosher. An elephant that's not tied down. Lamando Hashem and Thomas loy cheshinon because you're still going to have your ten. Lamando Magzer Hashem and Tivrach cheshinon. You're going to be choishish that it's going to go away. So because it's not tied down, so it's, you can't make such a sukkah.
Let's say
Frek the Gemara.
At two walls will make from a pill. So you say the two different.
If it's going to both,
so
it happen twice. Okay. Why not? First of all, you need is Shema. Why is it less light? It's, I don't know if it's a chances thing exactly with percentages there. Shema Tivrach and Shem.
Even and
no one's chol is chayish. Even
Meitzer
chayish. Doesn't. Miuta de miuta. I don't know. I don't know the chances. I don't know. Okay, good question. I would say Shema Tivrach goes even on both. Shema Tivrach is going to run away. Both. Just like one can run away, they both can run away.
Why is that? Why is that? Okay, fine.
What do you say?
Who says they're both not going to run away?
Right, he said that's what I'm saying.
Lamando Magzer Hashem.
Lamando Magzer Hashem. Oh, Frek the Gemara. Lamando Magzer Hashem at Tivrach. So we're saying now if you hold Shem at. So,
no.
1 second. Lamando
Hashem.
Wait a second. No.
So,
what's the spot here? Frek the Gemara. Lamando Magzer Hashem at Thomas. You tell me maybe it's going to die. It's not going to be a problem by pill, she'ena kosher, because even if it dies, it's still going to have yud. Why doesn't he have the problem of the chashash at shema tivrach? So the Gemara is choizer. So you're right. So the Gemara, el bepil she'ena kosher, if it's a pill that's not done, kulam loy pligi, that it's going to be a problem. The man of the whole shema Thomas is also going to have the gezeira of shema tivrach. So if you're going to have a pill that's not kosher, you're going to have the shema tivrach. Even though if it dies, you're not going to have a problem. You're still going to have the problem of it might run away. You're going to be stuck. So it is going to be a problem. Keep pligi. When is the machloikas? But behemah kshur. By a behemah that's not a pill, a regular behemah that's tied down. Lamanu mgzeir shema Thomas cheshinon. Yichoshin might die. Lamanu mgzeir shema tivrech lechashinon because it's tied down. Frek the Gemara. Ulamanda omar kunt lamanu mgzeir shema tivrech. Why doesn't he have the gzeira nechus? I should be worried. Shema Thomas, misa lo shchich. The misa is not shchich. So this is the machloikis Abaya and Reb Zeira here. Abaya and Reb Zeira arguing in shittas Reb Meir. So I saw at some point out keep pligi loy pligi. It should be my benayu. And if two meroyim are arguing in the time of a tana, it should be my benayu. What's the nafkimini comes out? What the reason of Reb Meir is keep pligi kulam loy pligi. It would sound like we're referring back to Reb Meir Yehuda. We're going in Reb Meir that holds it's a problem of making a sukkah, a behemoth as a doif of a sukkah, and Reb Zeir and Abaya arguing what the reason is. It's a ki pligi, my benayu, and when is going to be enough kemina, what the reason of Reb Meir is. That's really the essence of the Gemara. So, according to what the Gemara is saying now, Abaya and Reb Zeir are arguing what the tam of Reb Meir is, whether it's Shema Thomas, whether it's Al Shema Tivrach. And the nafkimina will be by a behema kashura. According to Abaya, that the reason of Reb Meir is Shema Thomas, he holds misa lo shchicha, so it's not going to be a problem because it's no problem because it's a behema that's tied down. So Shema Tivrach, I taka have Shema Tivrach, but no, I'm sorry, there's no Shema Tivrach. I have the chashash of Shema Tivrach, but since it's tied down, I don't have the problem. But according if the tam is Shema Thomas. It then we're choishish for misa. That according to that amoyer.
So the machoikis is how far amoyer is chayish from the Because he's chayish from miyuta. Miyuta is not chayish. So is misa miyuta or miyuta?
So now you can go back into Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's kosher. Oh, so if you hold that the chashash of Reb Meir is because Shema Thomas, that's why it would be a problem, and therefore in the case where it's tied down, and therefore in the case that
there's no tivrach,
there won't be. I'm not worried for me, sir. It depends. Others again. If you hold that Reb Meir is al shemo tivrach, right, and you hold misa lo shchicha, so what does Reb Yehuda hold? It's not a. By a regular case of that regular behemoth, right? I'm trying to remember a case that is.
It has its head to eat, and it's not sheikh, the behemoth runs away.
Okay, fine, yeah. This is a case. It's one of tiny Reb Yehuda in this picture. But Pashtun, we're not going with Reb Yehuda. Well, Shit is a mayor that holds that it's possible, that the shal is what's the reason, and then it's going to be enough community. Correct him on Nukash, but Iker Ravcha de Beine Beine. Let's say you're making a mechitz over here with this behemoth. Naniach, it's a good mechitz because let's say mitzvah lo shchicha, right? Or we're asking on shittes Reb Yehuda here. Reb Yehuda is machshir this behemoth as a wall. But what's the eye behikir ravcha? The space beine beine, right? The behemoth has this. You can walk right. You can go right past the behemoth. It's not considered a good wall. Where's my wall here? Why is the behemoth considered a good wall? And for the Gemara, right? Bena bena means leg. That's what I mean. So where's my wall here? What's the Gemara? We're talking about a whole case here. May have you do, but that's my wall. Where's my wall? If you can walk right through it, through the legs. And for the Gemara, the other leg, what's the dafna?
How tall is it? Your tefachim? How tall is it?
Let's say it's more than three tefachim. You want to say with less than three tefachim, I'll have loved. Okay, but I guess it's more than three tefachim. You have loved. You don't have loved.
The problem is.
And the part of the behemoth is not Zion. Who said Zion? I don't know.
It's giving part of the Boykinbo. That's the
one. Right, so it means. But Gideon Boykinbo is only if it's more than three.
Right.
And for the Gemara, the Avalei Behutz of Adafna. You stuffed up the area with Hutz of Adafna, with love and the material. Frank the Gemara Vidilma Rava, it's gonna sit down. So when it sits down,
then it gets up again.
I'm missing my Yutfachim.
No, not Yutfachim.
Okay.
When it gets up again, I don't have the Lutzer.
That's what it means?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Zohar just says? What was the problem of Dimli Rebetzis?
The Zohar just says because then you will have Yutfachim.
Yeah, okay, I thought so. You're saying because it's going to knock over the Hutzah V'davon. But Dilma Revetzi, you're going to be missing your Yutvachim. And for the Gemara, the Meticha, it's tied down by Ashla Melel with a string from the top. So it can't sit down. In fact, the Gemara, Lomandom, Exer Shemet Thomas, Nama HaMeticha by Ashla Melel. If the case is that it has to be tied with a string, so even if it's going to be, exactly. So it's like a pill. Even if it's going to die, you're still going to have your Yutvachim. So what's going to be the problem? And for the Gemara, Zimnim, the Moikim, Apachas, Meshloisha, Samach, Leschach, you make it less than three samach, I mean, you have the behemoth, and then samach le shloisha deschach b'kivin. The mice, when it dies, kafza, it like shrinks, and now you have more than shloisha v'lava daite, and you're not gonna realize you're missing your wall. No, the behemoth is still tied down.
Yeah, but not above.
The behemoth is not gonna plot. The way I'm getting my yud is above the behemoth. I have less than three.